Columbia extends to its listeners everywhere a cordial invitation to music, with the eminent composer Igor Stravinsky conducting a concert of his own music. This is his third visit in as many seasons. This time he will lead the orchestra in two concerts a month apart. The second will take place on the Invitation to Music program on January 15th. In 1920, 2 years after the death of Claude Debussy, the Paris publication Revue Musicale planned a special issue in his memory. As Mr. Stravinsky relates in his autobiography, the issue was to contain several pages of music, each specially written for the occasion by one of the great man's surviving admirers. And he was asked to contribute. He wrote a choral piece which later on became the final section of his symphonies for wind instruments, dedicated to the memory of Debussy. Igor Stravinsky begins his concert, leading members of the CBS Symphony Orchestra, in this woodwind choral from his symphonies for wind instruments. Columbia's Invitation to Music is presenting Igor Stravinsky as guest conductor in a concert of his own works. You have heard the woodwind choral from his symphonies of wind instruments. Like the preceding work, the Symphony of Psalms was composed for an occasion, but a happy one this time. He wrote it 16 years ago for the golden anniversary of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Mr. Stravinsky uses an unusual orchestra in this work. There are no violins or violas in the string section, only cellos and basses. Wind and percussion instruments complete the orchestra. The purpose of this is to give the singers and players equal rank, as the ancient masters did. The text is made up of verses from three psalms. The first is a sinner's prayer for divine pity. Hear my prayer, O Lord. and give ear unto my cry. The second acknowledges grace received. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. The finale is a hymn of praise and rejoicing. The CBS Chorus and Symphony Orchestra now perform the Symphony of Psalms by Igor Stravinsky, with the composer conducting.
Thank you. Thank you.
Columbia's Invitation to Music has presented the eminent composer Igor Stravinsky as guest conductor in a concert of his own works, concluding with the Symphony of Psalms. It was performed by the CBS Chorus and Symphony Orchestra. Mr. Stravinsky returns for another Invitation to Music broadcast on Wednesday night, January 15th, when he will conduct the music from his ballet, Persephone. Next week for Christmas night, Bernard Herrmann will conduct the third and fourth parts of the Christmas Oratorio by Bach, the first two parts of which were given in the Yuletide program of 1945. The CBS Symphony will be joined by the CBS Chorus, Robert Shaw, director, and the following soloists: William Hess, tenor; Winifred Smith, soprano; Chester Watson, baritone; Mona Pauli, mezzo-soprano; Andre Tichin, organist; and Ernst Victor Wolf, harpsichordist. Columbia's music annotator, Ben Hyams, is away on vacation. These concerts, which are rebroadcast to Latin America and Europe, are produced under the supervision of James Fassett and directed by Oliver Daniel. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.